Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Fenner Basin and Campbell County finished up the 2023 outdoor track and field season at the 4A State Track and Field Championships at Kelly Walsh over the weekend. Starting with how the Bolt ladies did, they finished in 8th as a team with 32 points. And here is how all the Bolt ladies fared in the individual events. Chloe Crabtree finished in 7th in the 200-meter dash. Megan Doherty placed in 15th in the 800-meter run. Caitlin Mansheen came in 6th in the 100-meter hurdles. The Bolt ladies had 3 top 10 finishers in the high jump, and they were Ashley Rogge in 9th, and Kyrie Garrison and Vinay Buford-Stillman tied for 3rd. Abigail Heitinen finished in 7th in the girls' pool vault. Jalen Shepard finished in 7th in the shot put, and Emma Schubach came in 8th. Schubach also had a 5th place finish in the discus, along with Sarah Melankovic, who came in 9th. And Jalen Shepard finished in 17th. And in the relays, the Bolt ladies had a 4th place finish in the 100-meter relay with Grace Miller, Chloe Crabtree, Alexis Edwards, and Kaylin Fitzpatrick. Megan Doherty, Emmeline Schleckway, Siri Johnson, and Tyara Schubach had a 9th place finish in the 800-meter relay. And in the 1600 sprint medley, Grace Miller, Emmeline Schleckway, Chloe Crabtree, and Megan Doherty all finished in 5th. Moving to the Bolt boys, they finished in 7th as a team at the state meet with 44 points. And here is how all the Bolt boys did in the individual events. The Bolt boys had 4 top 10 finishers in the 400-meter dash, with Kyle Poppenfuss coming in 8th, Nolan Hautel finished in 7th, Bradley Eckstorm came in 3rd, and Caden LaFrambois finished in 1st. Ethan Nichols came in 27th in the 3,200-meter run. Caden LaFrambois had a 6th place finish in the high jump, and Nolan Hautel finished in 5th. Hautel also had a 6th place finish in the triple jump, and Garrett Toohey came in 15th. And the Bolt boys had a 3rd place finish in the 100-meter relay with Landon Scalise, Kyle Poppenfuss, Caden LaFrambois, and Bradley Eckstorm. And they also had a 1st place finish in the 400-meter relay with Bradley Eckstorm, Caden LaFrambois, Nolan Hautel, and Kyle Poppenfuss. Moving over to Campbell County, the Campbell ladies finished in 12th as a team with 10 points. And here is how all the Campbell ladies fared in the individual events. Halo Miller had a 16th place finish in the discus. Sage Shaheen finished in 9th in the girls' pool vault, and Reese Dorr came in 4th. And the Camel ladies finished in 7th in the 1600 sprint medley, with Madison Edwards, Aja Roberts, Reese Dorr, and Faith Clem. The Camel ladies also had a 6th place finish in the 400-meter relay, with Aja Roberts, Sophia Biggs, Reese Dorr, and Faith Clem. Moving to the Campbell County boys, they finished in 11th as a team at the state track meet with 26 points. And here is how everybody did for the Campbell boys in the individual events. Ian Carter and Danny Corsred tied for 13th in the boys' high jump. Jeff Pelton had 2 3rd place finishes in the boys' long jump and the boys' triple jump. The Campbell boys had 3 top 10 finishes in the shot put, with Braden Ballard coming in 10th, Raynor Ranum finished in 5th, and Cooper Stevens ran in 3rd. And in the discus throw, Braden Bastrup finished in 14th, and Braden Ballard came in 12th. And the Bolt boys had a 5th place finish in the 100-meter relay with Aiden Dorr, Jeff Pelton, Adam Gibson, and Ian Carter. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.